John, Tyrone, I suppose, used up one of their nine lives against Meath, first day out, and had a comprehensive victory last time against Carlow. Not unexpected, and one would have expected it. Is it safe to say that the show's back on the road?
Gent, we, in hindsight, when you think back of the defeat that you had in Monaghan, and we're now sitting two games in, I suppose, with Calvin to play, we should be sitting, you know, the Finn, Tom, I always talk to you about the Finn and Tyrone, and I do get a lot of people talking and their what their impressions are about their Finns of the future. I feel that the Tyrone people have, their expectations, Tom, aren't as big anymore. We're not expecting to win all Ireland anymore. Like this past 2 years, people still expected Mickey to pull the team through, possibly win all Ireland. And like last year was a big one, but I think people have really realised that quite possibly we're not at the top table anymore, Tom. And so, look, for us to defeat against Monaghan, it was disappointing, obviously, and we felt that was it for us. But I suppose, as you say, you know, the first match against Meath, especially, Tom. Look, it was a heading to nowhere. The Tyrone team would have been expected to beat Meath, and we just got through with the skin of our teeth at extra time. So look, Tom, it was a lesson for us. It was a tough lesson. It was a good game possibly to get, Tom, for a situation that we're in. I still feel that the players' confidence, Tom, is not where they should be. You know, we came through the league, we came through the championship last year, full of confidence, beating teams fairly well, and then went to Croke Park and got a complete annihilation and got a sort of a serious wake-up call that we're not where we should be. And I think it knocked their confidence badly, Tom. And we obviously came through the league fairly okay, I would say. Not great, not impressive. Really look at players. And again, Tom, football's about confidence, and our confidence wasn't really good, to be honest with you. We played Monaghan, and I think that was the bubble completely bust then. So to get us back to play Meath and to play Carlow, you know, in this backdoor system has sort of been good stepping stones, Tom, on the way. We now have Cavan tomorrow, which is going to be a tough one, Tom. Cavan's another team that's making strides to, obviously, they've made Division 1 and they're going well. And, you know, it's not going to be an easy game for us, plus, you know, coupled with the fact that their team management is also on people. And when that happens, Tom, the team with players, with managers that have a know-how about Tyrone, feel anyway at least that they know Tyrone and they know their weaknesses, and they can set a team up to beat us. So it's again, Tom, a tough game, but as I say, I still feel it's a good stepping stone, Tom. With, you know, the me, Carlo, and now Cavan are good stepping stones to put us back and put us back with the confidence as earned, Tom. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel we're probably on the right way, but still, Tom, a long way to go.
Yeah, but you would still expect to be going to Brewster Park tomorrow night, expecting to win.
But Tom, I suppose if the whole thing and the whole saga about Croke Park, if Tyrone had been going to Croke Park to play Cavan, Tom, I would have been a wee bit more confident in beating Cavan. It's a typey pitch, Tom. It's a bit similar to the likes of McCool Park, say, in Balbuffet, and Tyrone always have problems going, say, for instance, to go play Donegal. I don't know, Donegal and a different kettle of fish than Cavan are, but it's a tough ask for us to go to Enniskillen, Tom, and beat this team well. So it's going to be a very nip and tuck game. It's going to be tough, and I can't see much more than a couple of points in at the end, Tom, to be honest with you. Cavan, as I say, they've proven themselves, Tom, to come through the back door systems as well, albeit they had hand enough games as well. But, you know, they've made their way back to Division 1, and they're a formidable team, Tom. They're not going to be easy to put away, and they've got a wee bit of luck through the week there with the lads that had been red carded, they've been reincended, so they're back on the road again, they're full strength. So it's going to be a tough one, Tom. Definitely going to be a tough game for us.
And what do you make of team selection unchanged from the side that started the last day?
Unchanged, Tom. Look, at the end of the day, it's probably the best way to go. I still feel that forwards-wise, you know, Lee Brennan, I'm hoping, is making his way back to full fitness. I still feel we need players with more creativity up front. The likes of Ronan O'Neill, for instance, he is one of the most creative forwards we have, and he doesn't seem to be making it for some reason. Like, when he came up against Meath, he was the one player that stood up and created that long goal. So, you know, well, that's where I think we need to be getting. We need to be getting the more creative forwards on the field, Tom. And I suppose these games have been helping us. These guys have been getting games. Like, Bradley's missing as well on Sunday. Team selection's fine, Tom. I still feel we need one or two extra forwards. I still feel they're there, Tom. There's forwards there. People say that Tom don't have the forwards. I feel we do have forwards, Tom. But just possibly Mickey plays his system a wee bit, but some of them don't get involved as much as they possibly should do, but I still feel that, you know, strength-wise, everything's okay as far as defence and midfield goes, but foul line, I'm still a wee bit concerned, Tom, with where the scores are coming from, especially our frees, you know.
And tell me, you mentioned the system. Are Tyrone people happy with the system, or would they like to see it tweaked a bit?
I think people do feel that we need to get out of it, Tom, out of that sort of very, very defensive system we have. It does be hard luck. Whenever Tyrone were playing it last year, they seemed to move the ball at their pace, Tom. We're a bit more laboured on this year for some reason. Maybe that's down to the fact that Mickey has tried to change something or change the way they've been doing it. I don't know. That's something I'm not proud of, so I don't really know. But we have to get with the programme, really. When most teams are getting rid of it, you know, it looks like if Carlo developed it, but Tom, Carlo's kind of, sometimes teams like that kind of have to develop it, because what's the point in a team like Carlo going out and playing Tyrone, for instance, and trying to go man-to-man or trying to open it up and just have teams walking through their defence? That's the way it is. That's the modern football, isn't it? You know, I still feel that we need to move on from it a bit. And say, defensively, we're still good enough. I can't see why we haven't six men in the match, six forward. You know, I just don't understand that sort of mentality anymore. I feel, you know, again, I'm not gonna do a Joe Brawley here and talk about another day, but I remember when I was playing, you mark the player, you're marking a man, that's what you've done. And once he's marked, that's taking him out of it. So, you know, I can't understand why we haven't players, a way we can't set up just to do that type of thing. System-wise, we might have to change the time a wee bit to expand ourselves a bit, but I don't know. I can't see it happening, Tom, to be honest with you.